For having a medical or mental health emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you are having thoughts of suicide, press 7 now to be connected with the Veterans Crisis Line, or you may hang up and dial 988 and then press 1. To speak with the next available representative, press 0. For information, please stay on the line after your call, and you will have an opportunity to participate in a brief survey about your experience today. Your feedback will help us improve our services. Calls are answered in the order received and may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Your estimated...
Thank you for calling the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans. My name is Rita. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rita. My name is Jesse Lucas. I'm the veteran calling on behalf of myself. And just so you know, this line's being recorded.
Okay, how can I help you?
Hi, yeah. So I've already made 4 or 5 previous calls in the last month and a half or so, roughly. I don't know if you want to pull up my notes and read up just for a minute. Is probably easier than me giving you a long-winded story, but it's been chaotic to say the least.
Okay. I don't have access to that information.
Okay, so to give you the rundown, basically, over a year ago, I was living in the bushes, homeless, okay? I got passed around from jurisdiction to jurisdiction on these housing wait lists that never materialized into housing. And every time you move jurisdictions, whether it's in the city, the county, whatever state, you go to the bottom of these housing lists because you have to reapply. It's like a whole process. So after basically harassing Jimmy Panetta, he's a congressman, if you don't know, he basically called over here and like made them take me because, yeah, anyway, so when I met the week prior with my other housing case manager over there in the different jurisdiction, I had given her my financials. And so I've never lied about my finances, just so you know, I'm being 100 up front. And the way that you can tell this is my stuff is always in handwriting because I don't carry a printer with me on my back, you know, to print forms out. Okay. And when the fraud happens, there is something printed that's disclosing my financials. So just to make that part clear, because that's important. They lied about my financials after I had disclosed them honestly. I mean, Insight Housing, to get me into an SSVF program, like quickly, basically one day is what it took. So once I got in there though, I never even looked at this unit. It was very fucked up. It's not up to code. There's roaches, no security. So long story short, I began making complaints because the first day somebody tried to steal my car. And so I said, hey, this isn't going to work because, you know, it's not safe and my belongings aren't safe. I can't even leave my house. I don't have renter's insurance. This isn't going to work. So you need to fix it. The landlord, 96 more times I made complaints and nothing got fixed. And finally, I called you guys on January 4th of this year. And on January 4th, you guys put in some complaint to SSVF. I also emailed them. And 4 days later, an eviction summons shows up in my mailbox and also was served at my property. And since then, I have been unable to file into a case to defend myself and then evicted from my apartment. And now I'm in emergency. I'm in emergency housing now. I called you guys 2 more times to follow up. You guys haven't done anything. I begged you to call police, get law enforcement involved because I'm telling you I'm a vulnerable member of the population. And despite my pleas to you guys, you didn't do that. And so now we're here where this organization has promised to make it all better for me by paying for my emergency housing because I already used my funding last year and paying for my deposit in my apartment, but I have a, you know, an eviction on my record now. So I'm not even sure if that's going to fly, but I'm trying. So I have now, since last week, Friday, they decided to go home early without paying my hotel room, without paying my deposit, without doing anything for me. And I had to come out of pocket $1,500 from the money that I got from a settlement that they refused to help me with. And I litigated 100% on my own and fucking smoked them. So here I am, I'm calling you back and nothing has changed. When you guys put in a consult to my VA healthcare team, rather to my region, that consult gets thrown in the trash because they think they can handle it, but these fuckers keep going home early on a fucking 3-day weekend without paying my shit. And like, I have money for this and I don't. Like, I'm already dealing with stolen stuff, stolen cars, stolen this, and I got to replace this stuff because I own a business. And my business doesn't function when I don't have a roof over my head or a fucking computer to work from. And right now I have neither. It's been a month like this. I have taken off of my business and I am just absolutely completely pissed off right now that I have to come out of pocket for these assholes who took off early. Hello.
Thank you for taking the time to participate in a brief survey regarding the interaction you just had with the VA
funny, representative. Bro.
It was easy to reach the right person about my need. Press or say 5 for strongly agree. 4 for agree. 3 for
love to give 0.
The agent took a reason. I understood. No. The agent I interacted with was helpful.
Nope.
The issue that I called. I am satisfied with the service I received from the agent.
Hell no.
I trust the VA to fulfill our country's commitment.
Dude, did you hear this fucking phone call? God.
Thank you for taking the time to complete the survey.
Go fuck yourself.
We truly value the information.